A Red, White, and Blue Surprise, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Rick Barentine didn't know he'd helped design the new U.S. first-class rate flag stamp until he got a call from a stamp collector.
I didn't know what she was talking about. And she said, your stamp that has one of your images on it. And I said, I still don't know what you mean. And she told me a folded flag image that I had shot was going to be on the new United States postage stamp.
Barentine is an ad agency creative director in Atlanta and a freelance photographer. The Postal Service bought his flag photo from an agency that sells what's called stock photographs.
The way that works, if somebody buys a royalty-free image from you, you don't necessarily know how that image is going to be used.
This photograph was one of several he took in 2003.
I had some nephews. One was in Iraq, and I think my other nephew was in Afghanistan. And my father was in the military, and we're kind of a patriotic family.
When the Postal Service commissions artwork, it pays thousands of dollars. But because this was an existing photograph from an agency, Barentine doubts he made much on it.
I probably made around $50.
But his flag photograph will be on the most used U.S. stamp for the next year, seen on millions of letters.
It almost kind of brought tears to my eyes because it was so exciting. You know, it's a really a cool thing.
Barentine, his wife, and his friends are coming to the ceremony at the NAPEX show in Washington next month, launching one of the versions of the stamp. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to see a picture of the stamp, visit virtualstampclub.com.